So Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just, before I start, I want to say that the committee had asked that I invited the Department of Environmental Protection representative. If there's someone in the attendee room that is from the department, if you could raise your hand, so if the committee wants to bring you over, we know. I did not hear back from the department, so I don't know if DEP sent someone over. So to the bill, this bill does authorize the department to assess special fees on applications when the size, uniqueness, complexity, or other factors lead the department to determine that the normal fees for applications need to be adjusted. This language was modeled on language in the department in Title 38, and I did do a comparison, and it is virtually identical. It also, so the bill does three things. It applies special fees. It also permits the department to obtain an emergency aquaculture license. Currently, emergency aquaculture licenses are only permitted for someone who already has a license. The department talked about if there was a widespread issue and that affected multiple aquaculture vendors, that they each would need to get a license, an emergency emergency license. And this language in the bill would allow the department to get a license in that, in an emergency, so that they could better manage the overall large scale emergency situation. So they're talking about widespread closures when the health and safety of the shellfish are threatened. The other thing this bill does is it allows the department to issue a lease when it is a land-based aquaculture license for more than 1 year. So the bill does three things. It's the emergency aquaculture license for the department, the ability to issue a land-based aquaculture lease for more than 1 year, and the special fee provision. And it was the special fee provision of this bill that received the most testimony, both for and against. The department, as I said, modeled this after what DEP has done. The allows for this assessment when the application is well beyond the bounds. It needs to be communicated to the applicant. I see Representative Hutchins' hand is raised, so I'm wondering if you would like me to pause.
No, I'll finish your analysis and then we'll go to questions.
Okay, thank you. The fee, the department can assess the fee at or prior to the time when they determine the application is complete. The fee is capped at $250,000, and it requires billing on a quarterly basis, and it is based on actual staff time. The Maine Aquaculture Association testified against this bill. The Protect Maine Fishing Heritage Foundation testified neither for nor against. The opponents talked about the criteria being vague, that size, uniqueness, complexity, and other factors, that was vague. Difficult to assess. There was discussion that this type of special fee may lead opponents to increase the controversy surrounding aquaculture application. And then there was some discussion about whether or not this is the appropriate service license model for this type of industry. And I will defer to people in the industry to talk more about the service model and whether this is appropriate or not. Again, there were many individuals who submitted written testimony in opposition to this bill. The notes that I would make is that during the public hearing, the department requested additional language be added to the bill with respect to suspended culture and clarifying what that is. There was a discussion about questions raised, and I do not know how DEP handles this. There were questions raised about whether or not the special fee should be reduced in the amount equal to what a normal average regular fee application would cost. That question to me goes to basically ask, is there such a thing as an average, normal, or regular fee with respect to aquaculture applications? And the department would be the ones to answer that. Again, there was a request for DEP to be present, and I haven't stopped to raise my, to look at my chat, but I don't see any raised hands, so I do not think DEP is present to discuss what their experience was. And then my final comment is that Chair McCrate has proposed two amendments to the bill. One I included in my bill analysis, and that would limit the special fee to aquaculture lease, aquaculture applications that involve discharge into the waters of the state. So again, that would restrict the special fees to a certain type of aquaculture application. And the other proposed amendment, which I did not include in my bill analysis, is that this special fee would be repealed as of February 15th of 2025. And I do not see Chair McCrate shaking her head that I got that wrong, so I think I got that right. Any questions? No, I did not get it right.
Okay.
No, all right.